The special favor of Allah, the universe is the body and its soul,
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen Wassalatu Wassalamu Ala Sayyidil Mursaleen Amma Ba'd A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim Assalatu Wassalamu Alayka Ya Rasulullah Wa Ala Alika Washabika Ya Habiballah Assalatu Wassalamu Alayka Ya Nabiyallah Wa Ala Alika Washabika Ya Nurallah Viewers of the channel, welcome to our special series of programs, namely Yesterday, Today and Tomorrow. And in these series of programs, we will look into the past. We look at our heroes of the past, our role models of the past, and we try and learn something from their life. So we learn something from yesterday so that we can make a change today so that we can have a better tomorrow. Before we begin, we're going to give you a blessing of reciting Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has reported to have said that on the day of judgment, there will be no shade except for three types of people. Number one is he who removes a worry. Removes a problem from a fellow ummati, from a fellow Muslim. Number two is he who revives a sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And number three is he who sends the Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Said it many, many times before, and it's my habit, I'm going to continue to say it no matter what until you listen to me and you adopt following this advice that I give you, that please make a habit of reading Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. Make it part of your daily routine so that inshallah you can get the blessings from it. And like we said many times before, that who knows, that one extra Durood-e Pak that you recite today might make all the difference. Viewers of the channel, on today's program of Yesterday, Today and Tomorrow, we're going to talk about a great personality that if you've been watching Madani Channel, you'll have heard about him and been mentioned many, many times. But before we actually come to him, I just want to give you a saying of a pious predecessor. It is stated that someone was once asked that when will I become a mu'min? When will I become a true believer? Now these questions that we're going to pose now, I want you to listen to these questions because the answers are very significant to us as well. When will I become a mu'min? And the reply was given that when you love Allah Azza wa Jalla. So the follow-up question, automatically, you're thinking to yourself, okay, I understand that, but and as you are following up with the question, the person also followed up. He said, when will I know that I love Allah? You said that I'll become a mu'min when I love Allah. When will I know that I love Allah? And the reply was given was that when you love the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. The question then came, that how will I know? And this is so relevant to us today, tomorrow, and all our lives, and for future generations as well, that how do I know whether I love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or not? Because we all claim, we all make this claim that we are lovers of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but a claim is not just from the tongue. A claim has to be something more than that. You know, I can claim that I'm the most intellectual person in the world. I can claim I'm the most powerful person in the world. I can claim I'm the wealthiest person in the world. I can make all sorts of claims. But unless them claims are backed up with something, then it's just a claim. And so when a person makes the claim that they love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there must be certain conditions that he has to fulfill to prove that he loves the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the reply that was given, this will be when you obey his orders, when you follow in his footsteps, when you observe his sunnah, and you love his devotees and hate his enemies, and when your love and hate will spring from your love and devotion to Allah's Prophet. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So viewers of the channel, we all know that loving the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is part of our iman. And there's a hadith in Bukhari Sharif in which we are told that your iman cannot be complete until you love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than anything. And when I say more than anything, I'm not saying just more than your pastimes, more than, you know, things that you've got, your things that you own, your assets. No, more than your own life, more than your own children, more than anything. And we need to instill that love inside us. And because we know it's part of our iman to love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we need to find out how can we learn to love him? How can we put the love of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our hearts? You know, we have children at home. We want to instill the love in them. How do we do it? And there's many, many ways. But one of the ways of instilling love in the heart, in our hearts for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is to talk about a lover. To talk about a person who loves the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who his whole life, he dedicated his whole life in following the deen, serving the deen, and also loving every single aspect about the life of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And today, viewers of the channel, we're going to talk about a person that through how his life not only loved the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he instilled love. You know, he had this, you can call it a big injection. You can call it that he had a big injection and he injected everybody with the love of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that injection, if you want to call it an injection, whatever you want to call it, that injection is still continuing today. His works, his kalams, the events that took place in his life, and inshallah we'll try and mention some of them today, will show to you that he not only loved the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but his actions continue to this day to instill the love of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in their hearts. Now I think you all know who we're talking about. We're talking about the great personality, the Mujaddid of the 13th Islamic century, who was known as Ala Hazrat, Imam al-Sunnat, Wali-i-Nimat, Azim al-Barakat, Azim al-Martabat, Parwan-i-Shama-Rasalat, Mujaddid-i-Din-i-Millat, Hame-i-Sunnat, Mahi-i-Biddat, Alim-i-Shariat, Peer-i-Tariqat, Hazrat Alama, Mawlana, Al-Haj, Al-Qari, Ash-Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan. You know, the great personality who we all know, maybe you've heard the terminology Ala Hazrat. Yeah, you've heard that, but maybe you don't know who the personality is behind this. Now, at the time when he was, and we're talking just over 100 years ago, at that time there was a lot of fitnas that are starting. The people started, the enemies of Islam started to say things about the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that were not true. And he spent his whole life defending Islam, defending the honor of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and feeding ishq, feeding love of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to people. Now this great personality, he had great knowledge. He had so much knowledge, it was almost unbelievable the amount of knowledge he had. Nowadays, you know, you'll meet people who may be an expert in one field. They'll be an expert in mathematics. They'll be an expert in, let's say, fiqh or hadith or Arabic grammar or Quran or any other Islamic topic or maybe even worldly topics in algebra or science or different sciences, climatology, you know, all the different sciences, people become experts in them. But very rarely do you see somebody that's an expert in more than one branch. You know, they're either an expert in this and they don't know anything about that, or maybe they know a little bit about it. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah was an expert in over 50 branches of knowledge, an expert in that field. But we're not here, viewers of the channel, to talk about his great knowledge. We're here to talk about the love that he had for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the love that he had for the deen. And hopefully we can take that as an example for us. He said himself that when he used to sleep, he used to put his hand like this. And he used to put that, and the hand used to make the word Allah. Okay, so you're looking from that side, you can see Allah. He made that, and his body, he would lie down. He would lie down on his side, and he would lie down in his body. If you're looking from atop, it would say Muhammad. He would lie down in that position. And he lived his whole life just for serving the deen and loving the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was also a true poet. He wrote poems in the love and respect of the beloved Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And these poems, views of the channel, they are matchless. You know, they're in the form of the book Hadaiq-e Bakhshish. And you know, if Sayyidi Ala Hazrat was to have done nothing else in his life, he didn't write any other books. He didn't do anything else to serve the deen, and just Hadaiq-e Bakhshish was written, then we would still be here today remembering him. Because just that work on its own is matchless. Just that work on its own is matchless. And every work, every time that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat lifted his pen, his work was matchless. If you look at the Quran, when he did the translation of the Kanzul Iman, that again is a matchless translation. And when you read that translation, it starts to instill the love inside you. Because he's writing it with love. When a lover writes with love, it comes through on the pages. A bit of advice to all of the viewers of Madani Channel. Please ensure you have a copy of Kanzul Iman in your house. Please read these books And inshallah, if you read these books, not only will it increase your knowledge, but it will also increase the love that you have for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As I mentioned earlier on, there was a time where people were criticizing and saying things that lowered the honor or astaghfirullah, even disrespected the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Sayyidina Ali Hazrat came into the field of this and challenged each and every one of them. And when he started to challenge them, and when he started to refute them and write about them and speak about them, then all of a sudden these people started to speak ill of him. They started to find something, they wanted to find something wrong in him. And they would speak ill about him, oh, he's not this, he's not this, and they say all these sort of things. And when they were speaking ill of him, Sayyidina Ali Hazrat started to smile. He smiled. And people used to say to him, why are you smiling now? All these people are speaking ill of you. And they said, these same people used to speak ill of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today they're speaking ill of me, but they're not. They've gone silent on that subject because they're speaking ill of me. So I'm happy that they speak ill of me as long as they don't speak ill of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is stated that Sayyidina Ali Hazrat, when he went on the Hajj for the second time, he had this thirst inside him. Because alhamdulillah, he'd been blessed many times that when he'd gone to sleep in his dreams, he was blessed with the vision of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But he had this thirst inside him, something that he wanted. And that was what he wanted to see the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with these eyes. With his own eyes, he wanted to see with his own eyes that whilst he's awake, he wanted to see the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he'd sit in front of he'd stand in front of the Rauza Rasul, the resting place of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He'd be reciting Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, doing dua and hoping and praying that he was blessed with this vision. And he stated that at the end of the day, when he went back to his resting place, he was very upset that, you know, what he wanted, he hadn't got. So he wrote some poetry. And in that poetry, he humbled himself to such an extent that he called himself something that I do not feel fit to mention this here. He humbled himself that much. That, you know, who am I? I'm just this, that. Who am I to even think that I deserve this? Who am I to think that I should get this? There's probably thousands and millions of people better than me who have not got this, and who am I to think of this? And it said that the next day, when he went there, he was blessed with the vision of seeing the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his own eyes. You see, if you want something, it's not simply enough to say that I love it and that's why I want it. Someone gave a beautiful example, I think I've shared this with our viewers previously, that a person came to somebody and he said to them that I want to see the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in my dreams. Give me a wazifa, give me something, tell me what I need to do. And this pious person, he was pious, but he was also very wise. He said to the person, go home. On the way home, buy some salty fish. Cook the salty fish, eat the salty fish, but after it, do not drink any water. And at least eat at least as much fish as you can, and possibly more than a kilo. He said, okay, that's easy. Sounds easy, doesn't it? If as a result of that, I'm going to be blessed with seeing the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in my dreams, then that is a small price to pay. So the person, he went home, on the way home, he bought the salty fish, he cooked the salty fish, he ate the salty fish. And as instructed, he didn't drink any water and he went to sleep. Next morning, he gets up. And he comes to that pious person, that wise person, and says to him, that, look, you told me I would see the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in my dreams. He said, I didn't say that. I told you to do something, but I didn't say as a result of that, you'll see the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your dreams. However, tell me, what did you see in your dreams? And he said, in my dream, I saw water. I saw fountains. I saw rivers. I saw streams. I saw lakes. I saw all of these nice drinks that I have in the house. All of these nice drinks in the market. I saw all these drinks I saw. And the wise person said to him that you saw all of this because you were thirsty. You were thirsty for water. You went to sleep in a state of thirst. Thirst for water because you had that salty fish and you didn't drink water. And that's why you had that thirst inside you. Until you have that thirst inside you, in the same way that you've got that thirst inside you for that water, until you've got that thirst inside you for seeing the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your dreams, you will never see him. And nowadays we all want to. Everybody, Everybody wants to see the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in their dreams, but do they really, really, really want to? And when I say they really, really want to, do they have that same thirst inside them that a person has after eating salty fish, and they got that thirst inside them for water? And it needs to be more than that. I remember listening to someone, that there was a person that I know that, mashallah, Allah has blessed him with many opportunities to go to the city of Medina, go many opportunities to perform Umrah. When he was asked that, how is it that you have been able to do this? And he said, I don't know. But I have this thirst inside me that every day I wake up and I want to go to Medina. Every day I want to go to Medina. And he said, I think that because of that thirst, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam calls me to the city of Medina. Do we have that thirst inside us? Do we have that love inside us? Views of the channel, we're going to take a small break now, inshallah. We're going to go to a small package, inshallah. And when we come back, we'll continue on the topic of how Sayyidi Allah has taught us to love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, love Allah azza wa jal, and love our deen. Sallu alil Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. سيد أيوب علي شاه رحمة الله تعالى عليه has stated that when Ala Hadrat was a child, a teacher used to come to his house and teach him Holy Quran. One day, whilst teaching, the teacher asked Ala Hadrat again and again to utter a word of the Quranic ayah, but he could not articulate in the way the teacher had asked him to do so. The teacher would pronounce the word with a zabar, but Ala Hazrat pronounced the same word with a zair. When Ala Hazrat's grandfather, Mawlana Raza Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, noticed it, he called Ala Hazrat closer and asked someone to bring the Holy Quran so that the correct word could be seen. On seeing the Holy Quran, he discovered that the scribe had mistakenly written a zabar in place of zair. What Ala Hazrat had uttered was correct. His grandfather asked, Ahmad Raza, why did you not utter the word as your teacher had asked you? Ala Hazrat politely replied, I tried to utter as the teacher did, but I felt as if I did not have control over my tongue. Ala Hazrat has himself narrated, there was a teacher of mine I would learn initial level books from. After he taught me the lesson, I would glance at it just once or twice, and I would close the book. When he tested me on the lesson, I would repeat the lesson word for word. Surprised to see this situation daily, he once asked me, Ahmad, are you a human being or jinn? It takes me time to teach you, but it takes you no time at all to memorize this lesson. Ala Hazrat replied, all praise to be Allah Azza wa Jal. I am a human being. However, I have been blessed with the benevolence and the bounty of Allah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani channel, may Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Madani channel, you're watching this series of programs yesterday, today and tomorrow. We look into the past. We look at our pious predecessors, our role models, our true role models, and we try to learn something from their life. So let's learn something from yesterday, make a change today, so that we can have a better tomorrow. And today we're talking about the great personality, the Mujaddid of the 13th century, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala. And what a great lover he was. What a great ardent follower of the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam he was. And he lived his life in such a way that not only did he adopt the sunnah and follow the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he also protected it. And I'll give you an example. There was an instance where he'd invited some guests. He was the host. And you know, when we have the food comes out, and what happens is the salad comes out, and then the main dish comes out, and then if it's rice or it's roti, then all the dishes start to come out. And normally what happens is people put the salad out first and the water out first, and then they put the dishes out. And when the tray came out that had the salad on it, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, he said to them, can you bring this tray to me? Remember, he's the host. So they brought the tray to him, and on the tray there was cucumber. Now, cucumber, viewers of my channel, is a sunnah. Eating cucumber is a sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the next time you eat cucumber, eat it with this intention, and inshallah, you'll be rewarded. So Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, being the host, remember this, he called the tray, and he picked up a piece of cucumber. And when he ate the cucumber, he then held onto the tray and continued to eat the cucumber. Now, obviously, this tray is made for everybody. Okay? But he continued to eat the cucumber. And he himself used to eat very little. As you heard in the package, that he ate very little. He didn't eat a lot of food. But he continued to eat all of his cucumber. To the extent that he had all of the cucumber. There was no cucumber left. And whatever other salad was on the plate, maybe the other people had that. But all of the cucumber he ate. After the guests departed, at the end, his followers asked him, Sayyidi, please explain, why is it, you know, that you're really keen on eating cucumber today? What was the reason why you ate all of the cucumber and literally didn't eat a lot much more? And he said, eating cucumber is a sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And his students, they knew this. And they said, yes, we know that, but still. And he said, the thing was, that when I picked up the first piece of cucumber and ate it, it was bitter, it was sour. The cucumber had gone off a little bit, it had gone sour. And I didn't want anybody to pick up the cucumber, eat it, and because it was sour, either spit it out, or because it was sour, and maybe they've never had cucumber before, then refrain from eating cucumber and again in the future. And again, not being able to fulfill the sunnah. So I thought it's best to eat all of the cucumber, because I didn't want anybody spitting out this, or I didn't want anybody eating and thinking it's not lice, and then not eating it. And for that reason, I ate all of the cucumber. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing that a person with that love of the sunnah, the protection of the sunnah that he had, that he wanted to make sure that nobody disliked anything that was the sunnah as well. And he had great faith. You know, nowadays, we say we've got faith. We say we've got iman. But when it comes to the crunch, when a problem comes in front of us, then we start to think twice. But he had this iman inside him. And I'll give you two examples. There was one example where a plague had broken out in the city. And the symptoms of this plague was that blisters used to come inside people's mouth to the extent that, you know, the gums and the inside people started to bleed. And he started to show, Sayyidi Al-Hazrat started to show some symptoms. So a physician was called. And the physician examined Sayyidi Al-Hazrat. And when he examined him, the physician said that, I'm afraid that you have got the same illness as all of the people in the city, and I'm going to have to treat you with that. Sayyidi Al-Hazrat, his faith was so firm. Listen to this. He said, no, I haven't. I haven't got that illness. Can you imagine the situation that you're a physician there, and he's telling you that you've got this illness. And yet Sayyidi Al-Hazrat is saying, no, I haven't. So, you know, they asked him the question, how can you be so sure that you haven't got this illness when the physician is here, he's examined you, he's seen probably hundreds of cases outside there, he knows the symptoms, and yet he's saying that you've got this illness. And he said, Sayyidi Al-Hazrat said, that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us a dua. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you read that dua, and you read it when you see someone afflicted by a certain illness, then that illness will never afflict you. I saw a person with this illness. I read this dua. And because I read this dua, I believe that that illness will never afflict me. Allahu Akbar. This is the iman that he had. Nowadays when we say to you, oh, if you got this problem, read this dua. Yeah? If you do this, then do that. Do we do it within our minds that inshallah azawajal definitely will get cured from this? Or do we just think, you know, let's do it anyway. See what happens. And because we haven't got that iman inside us, that strength inside us, that, you know, tawakkal inside us, that inshallah it definitely will happen. There was another instance where Sayyidi Al-Hazrat, he was coming back from the Hajj. And on the ship, at that time, he used to travel by ship. And he was in the ship, and the ship, a storm broke out. When the storm broke out, it was so severe, this storm, that the captain of the ship said that I've never seen a storm this bad. And I am fearful, and I do not think we will survive this storm. So if any of you that are coming back from the Hajj have got the coffin with them, I would advise you to wrap yourself in that coffin and do your final du'as, because I don't think there's much chance of us surviving. So you can imagine what was happening on the ship, that everyone was screaming and shouting and crying and wailing, and all everybody's panicking and running here and running there, not knowing what to do. Well, Sayyidi Al-Hazrat, he was sat there in the corner, calm, relaxed. And someone saw him and said, Ya Sayyidi, what are you doing? He said, have you not heard what the captain said? That, you know, the ship is going to get sunk. Did you not hear it? And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat said, no, it won't happen. Nothing will happen. The ship will not sink. We will get to our destination safely. Allahu Akbar. And I said to him, how can you say this? The captain, he's been on the ship more than me and you. He's got the experience of the seas. He's been a captain for X number of years, so on and so on and so on. He knows. How can you be so sure? Allahu Akbar, the iman that he had. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat said that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us this dua. That when you make a journey, read this dua and inshaAllah azza wa jal, you'll never be afflicted on that journey. You'll reach your destination safely. Before I got on the ship, I read that dua. InshaAllah azza wa jal, because of the blessing of that dua, we will reach our destination safely. Allahu Akbar. And it stated via Zamil Chandra, after a short period of time, the storm abated and they reached their final destination. This is the iman that he had. This is the iman that he had. And nowadays, if you ask ourselves, that, you know, we raise our hands and we do dua and we say, well, you know, our duas are not accepted. But do we sincerely raise our hands? Do we sincerely raise our hands and hope that that dua will be accepted? You know, there was a famous incident where there was a blind person outside a masjid and he was doing dua. And somebody asked him, what are you doing dua for? And he said, I'm doing dua for my eyesight to be restored. And the person said, I'm going inside the masjid. When I come outside the masjid, if your eyesight is not restored, I'm going to chop off your head. Allahu Akbar. So now, this person's doing dua and he's in tears. He's sweating, he's perspiring. Ya Allah, give me my eyesight back. Ya Allah, give me my eyesight back. Why? Because he was fearful that that person would come out and chop his head off. And before that person had completed his namaz and come out, his eyesight was restored. Is our dua like that? Do we sincerely do dua or is it lip service? And nowadays what happens, you see people that they're in the masjid, the imam sahib's doing the dua or a pious person's doing the dua, and we've got our hands up and Ameen. That's our dua, we're not even paying attention. Everybody else says Ameen, we say Ameen. We're busy looking at social media, we're busy doing other things, we're busy looking at everybody else, and we're not even doing dua. And then we wonder why. Why our du'as are not accepted. And then when we do du'a on our own, it's a formality. It's a tick in the box, oh, I did du'a. Yeah? But did you really mean it? Did you really, you know, when you're asking Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive all the sins that you have committed, are you really pondering and thinking about the sins that you've committed? Are you really thinking to yourself that, look, Ya Allah, if you do not forgive me, then what will happen to me? What will happen to me when I'm in that dark and lonely grave? What will happen to me when the scorpions, the snakes, the insects come into them? What will happen to me? And be fearful and take yourself into a state of crying. We don't. We finish our namaz. Assalamu alaikum. Ya Allah, forgive all the sins. Ameen. I'm going to go out. And then we wonder why. And again, it's something that we need to ponder over. We're going to take a small break now. We've got a beautiful kalam for you. Inshallah, I'm going to listen to it here in the studio as well. You listen to it as well. And inshallah, come back and we'll continue to talk about this great personality, the true lover of the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Atamatullah Ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mere raza, pyare raza, wo bareli ke shah, mere Ahmad raza. Ishq-o-muhabbat, Ala-Hazrat, Paikar-e-sunnat, Rehbar-e-millat, Ala-Hazrat, Haami-e-sunnat, Maahi-e-bid'at, Ala-Hazrat, Peer-e-tariqat, Sheikh-e-shariyat, Ala-Hazrat, Deen ki tune ki hai khidmat, Ala-Hazrat, Ala-Hazrat, Ghaus-o-Khwaja ki hai himayat, Ala-Hazrat, Ishq-o-muhabbat ki hai alamat, Rauza Ala-Hazrat ka. Ishq-o-muhabbat ki hai alamat, Rauza Ala-Hazrat ka. Taiba se rakhta hai nisbat, Qubba Ala-Hazrat ka. Mere Ala-Hazrat ka, Pyare Ala-Hazrat ka. Mere Ala-Hazrat ka. حضرت کا پیارے اعلی حضرت کا حق سمجھایا حق فرمایا میرے اعلی حضرت نے حق سمجھایا حق فرمایا میرے اعلی حضرت نے نور ہدایت کا ہے ضامن رستہ اعلی حضرت کا نور ہدایت کا ہے ضامن رستہ اعلی حضرت کا عشق و محبت کی ہے علامت روزہ اعلی حضرت کا میرے اعلی حضرت کا میرے پیارے اعلی حضرت کا میرے اعلی حضرت کا پیارے اعلی حضرت کا بستی بستی ان کی باتیں وادی وادی ان کا نام بستی بستی ان کی باتیں وادی وادی ان کا نام ساری دنیا میں ہوتا ہے چرچا اعلی حضرت کا ساری دنیا میں ہوتا ہے چرچا اعلی حضرت کا عشق و محبت کی ہے علامت روزہ اعلی حضرت کا میرے اعلی حضرت کا پیارے اعلی حضرت کا مسلے اعلی حضرت کا پیارے اعلی حضرت کا پیارے آقا سے ہے ان کی سچی محبت کا یہ اثر پیارے آقا سے ہے ان کی سچی محبت کا یہ اثر پیارے آقا سے ہے ان کی سچی محبت کا یہ اثر پیارے آقا سے ہے ان کی سچی محبت کا یہ اثر سچی محبت کا یہ اثر سارے عالم میں بجتا ہے ڈنکا اعلی حضرت کا سارے عالم میں بجتا ہے ڈنکا اعلی حضرت کا ڈنکا امام اہل سنت رضا مجدد دین و ملت رضا پروانہ شمع رسالت رضا امام عشق و محبت عشق و محبت کی ہے علامت روزہ اعلی حضرت کا میرے اعلی حضرت کا پیارے اعلی حضرت کا میرے اعلی حضرت کا پیارے اعلی حضرت کا ان کی نعتوں سے ملتا ہے عشق شہ کونین ہمیں ہمیں ان کی نعتوں سے ملتا ہے عشق شہ کونین ہمیں ان کی نعتوں سے ملتا ہے عشق شہ کونین ہمیں کیوں نہ مل کر گاتے رہے ہم نغمہ اعلی حضرت کا کیوں نہ مل کر گاتے رہے ہم نغمہ اعلی حضرت کا عشق و محبت کی ہے علامت روزہ اعلی حضرت کا میرے اعلی حضرت کا پیارے اعلی حضرت کا میرے اعلی حضرت کا پیارے اعلی حضرت کا میں بھی غلام ابن غلام اعلی حضرت ہوں لوگو میں بھی غلام ابن غلام اعلی حضرت ہوں لوگو میری گردن میں بھی پڑا ہے پٹا اعلی حضرت کا میری گردن میں بھی پڑا ہے پٹا اعلی حضرت کا سنیوں کے پیشوا میرے آقا احمد رضا ہیں بریلی کے شاہ میرے آقا احمد رضا خائف کبریا میرے آقا احمد رضا باعمل باحیا میرے آقا احمد رضا عشق و محبت کی ہے علامت روزہ اعلی حضرت کا میرے اعلی حضرت کا پیارے اعلی حضرت کا میرے اعلی حضرت کا پیارے اعلی حضرت کا عشق و محبت اعلی حضرت عشق و محبت عشق و تعالی حضرت عشق و محبت عشق و محبت اعلی حضرت اعلی حضرت اعلی حضرت اعلی حضرت کیسا یہ مقبول ہوا ہے نعرہ اعلی حضرت کا کیسا یہ مقبول ہوا ہے نعرہ اعلی حضرت کا عشق و محبت عشق و محبت اعلی حضرت اعلی حضرت عشق و محبت عشق و محبت اعلی حضرت اعلی حضرت عشق نبی کی دولت ہم کو بھی مل جائے یا اللہ، عشق نبی کی دولت ہم کو بھی مل جائے یا اللہ، تجھ کو الہی دیتے ہیں ہم صدقہ اعلی حضرت کا، تجھ کو الہی دیتے ہیں ہم صدقہ اعلی حضرت کا، عشق و محبت کی ہے علامت روزہ اعلی حضرت کا، میرے اعلی حضرت کا پیارے اعلی حضرت کا، میرے پرچم عشق رسالت رکھا اونچا اعلی حضرت نے، پرچم عشق رسالت رکھا اونچا اعلی حضرت نے، رب نے اونچا کر رکھا ہے جھنڈا اعلی حضرت کا، رب نے اونچا کر رکھا ہے جھنڈا اعلی حضرت کا، عشق محبت کی ہے علامت روزہ اعلی حضرت کا، میرے حضرت کا پیارے اعلی حضرت کا، میرے اعلی حضرت کا پیارے اعلی حضرت کا، ان کے شہزادوں کی بہاریں دیکھ کے دنیا دنگ ہوئی، ان کے شہزادوں کی بہاریں دیکھ کے دنیا دنگ ہوئی، دیکھو دیکھو کیسا جمع ہے سکہ اعلی حضرت کا، دیکھو دیکھو کیسا جمع ہے سکہ اعلی حضرت کا، عشق و محبت کی ہے علامت روزہ اعلی حضرت کا، میرے اعلی حضرت کا پیارے اعلی حضرت کا، میرے حضرت کا پیارے اعلی حضرت کا، یوں ہی تیرا نام نہیں ہے، یوں ہی تیرا نام نہیں ہے اہل محبت کے لب پر، یوں ہی تیرا نام نہیں ہے اہل محبت کے لب پر، تو ہے مشاہد رضوی بے شک شیدا اعلی حضرت کا، تو ہے مشاہد رضوی بے شک شیدا اعلی حضرت کا، سنیوں کے پیشوا میرے احمد رضا ہیں بریلی کے شاہ، میرے احمد رضا خائف کبریا، میرے احمد رضا باعمل باحیا، میرے احمد رضا عشق و محبت کی ہے علامت روزہ اعلی حضرت کا، میرے اعلی حضرت کا پیارے اعلی حضرت کا، میرے حضرت کا پیارے اعلی حضرت کا، میرے اعلی حضرت کا پیارے اعلی حضرت کا، عشق و محبت عشق و محبت اعلی حضرت اعلی حضرت، پیکر سنت رہبر ملت اعلی حضرت اعلی حضرت، حامی سنت ماحی بدعت اعلی حضرت اعلی حضرت، پیر طریقت شیخ شریعت اعلی حضرت اعلی حضرت، دین کی تو نے کی ہے خدمت اعلی حضرت اعلی حضرت، غوث و خواجہ کی ہے حمایت اعلی حضرت اعلی حضرت،
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. You know, if it was up to me, I would have asked them to play it again and listen to that many, many times. MashaAllah, beautiful kalam. And may Allah Azza wa Jal enable us to follow in the footsteps of these great personalities who lived their lives as true lovers of the Prophet of Allah صلی اللہ تعالی وسلم, and enable us to learn from their lives of how they loved the Prophet of Allah صلی اللہ تعالی وسلم. We mentioned early on that he loved the city of Medina. We mentioned that he had such iman, such faith with regards to the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that whatever the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had taught us, he had his iman in that, he was firm in that. But he also loved the Ahlul Bayt, the family, those people that are the bloodline of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there are many instances of that, and there was one instance that what happened was Sayyidina Al-Hazrat, he started to get weak because he was you know, continually doing the work of deen, there was never any time, and he would eat less and less because he wanted to do more work. And he was getting weaker, and what happened was his companions, they were trying to encourage him to eat, but he wouldn't listen to them. And they couldn't tell him to eat, obviously, because he's the imam. They couldn't tell him that, you know, Sayyidi, please leave everything else and eat, because obviously, out of respect, they could not force him to do anything. But they came up with an idea. They thought to themselves that there is one person that Sayyidi Al-Hazrat will listen to, and that is a Sayyid. So they called upon a Sayyid, and the Sayyid came to Sayyidi Al-Hazrat and said to him that, you know, mashallah, you're doing the work of the deen, but you need to, you know, rest. You need to eat. And he said, no, I haven't got time for that. And he said to them, no, but you need to, because it's affecting your health. You're getting weaker. And if you don't eat enough, then it's going to have a detrimental effect on your health. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ramadan said, I haven't got time for this. You know, let me be. Let me eat what little I do. Let me rest what little I do. And inshallah, everything will be all right. Then the Sayyid said, okay, on the day of judgment, I will say to my grandfather that you didn't listen to me. Allah, Allah, Allah. The situation changed. All of a sudden the situation changed, and Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, he gets worried now, he gets anxious now, he's scared now. But what will happen on the day of judgment, that if this person says to his grandfather, I, the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that this person didn't listen to me, what face will I be able to show that day? Allahu Akbar. So Sayyidi Ala Hazrat said, please, don't do that. I will do whatever you say. I will do whatever you say, but please do not do that. And so food was brought, and he ate the food. And this Sayyid, he was mashallah wise as well. And he said, not only today, you have to eat every single day. And only if you eat every single day, only then will I be satisfied. And so he made his intention that he would, inshallah, would eat every single day. And this is the love that he had for the Sayyids, the respect that he had for them. Every single thing that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat did was purely for the love of the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, for respecting his honor, promoting his honor, promoting the deen. All his life, he taught the deen. All his life, he called people to the deen. All his life, he did everything. His whole life was sacrificed for the deen, right from a young age. You know, from the age of 6, he gives speech. At the age of 13, he wrote his first fatwa. At the age of 13, what me and you doing? And yet at that age of 13, he was able to write his first fatwa. And the scholars at the time, his father at the time, that was a mufti, accepted it and said that, yes, you've got ijazat now to become a mufti, to write fatwa. This is his status. And there's one beautiful incident that I want to mention that shows you the love that he had. In them times, when people were invited to someone's house, they used to send a mode of transport to the guest. And the guest used to come in that mode of transport. And that time what was popular was what was called a palanquin. And in Urdu it's called a palki. And to explain to our viewers here, in English viewers, it's basically a box. And they have them two poles. And you've probably seen in that people lift the box up and there's a person inside it. Yeah? And they lift up and they carry them. Now, Sayyidi Al-Hazrat, the palanquin was sent there to his house. And he's inside his house and he's been informed that the palanquin has arrived. He comes out and he's coming out. There's people there to meet him, and he meets these people. And, you know, he gets into the palanquin. The palanquin is lifted. The palanquin takes a few steps. The four people that are carrying it take a few steps. And Sayyidi Al-Hazrat says, stop. Stop. Lower the palanquin. So they lower the palanquin. He gets out of the palanquin. He looks at the four bearers, the people that have been carrying the palanquin. And he said, tell me the truth. Which one of you is a Sayyid? I can smell the beautiful smell of a Sayyid. Allahu Akbar. Smelling the beautiful smell of a Sayyid. He could smell the Sayyids. Allahu Akbar. That's the love that he had. And one of the people there, he raised his hands and said, Hazur, I'm a Sayyid. I'm a manual worker. And this is my job. Immediately, the face of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat changed. He went pale. He got worried. And he started to seek forgiveness from this person. And the person said, it's okay, you know, you've not done anything wrong, it's fine, it's my job. And he Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, he was panicking now. And he took his imam sharif off and put it at the feet of the Sayyid and said, please forgive me, please forgive me. How will I be able to show my face on the day of judgment when your grandfather says to me that were my children created to carry you? Is that their job, that my children were there for that? What will I say to the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on that day? And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat insisted that this Sayyid, this manual worker, the Sayyid, get inside the palanquin and say to Ali Hazrat, remember, he's the Imam of the time, the greatest scholar of this time, and all these people were watching this and seeing this event taking place. Sayyid Ali Hazrat said, no, you get inside the palanquin. I'm going to carry you now. And he carried him to the destination. Love, respect for the bloodline of the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as I said before, these stories, they've come down. This is probably more than 100 years ago, maybe 110 years ago that this story happened. But yet, that story's been maintained, come down through the generations so that we can listen to it today, that we can learn from it today, that we can make a change in ourselves today. And that's what this program is about, finding out what's happened yesterday so that we can make a change today so that we can have a better tomorrow, so that we can instill the love of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our hearts. Love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he should be loved. We're going to talk a little bit about loving the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam after the break. We've got one small package for you, inshallah. We're going to go to this package now, and inshallah, after the break, we'll give you maybe hopefully one more incident from the life of Sayyidina Ali Hazrat, and we'll talk a little bit more, inshallah. So let's go to this package. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A multi-dimensional personality.
The blessed personality of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi was the true reflection of the Sunnah. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi, he would eat and drink, he would sit and stand, he would walk, he would converse, all according to the Sunnah. And he had so much love for acting upon the Sunnah, he could never stand the disrespect of any item that is used to act upon the Sunnah. One time, what happened? Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi, he was invited to a meal. The food had been served, but all the people present there, they were waiting for the great Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayhi to begin eating. Picking up a piece of cucumber, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi ate. Then he ate the second and then the third piece. Following the great Imam, the other guests, they stretched out their hands to the container of cucumbers, but Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi stopped them. And then he asked for all of the cucumbers on the dining mat to be brought to him. When they were brought to him, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi would normally eat very less, but unexpectedly, he had eaten all of the cucumbers that day, leaving the guests astonished. When asked about eating all of the cucumbers, he Rahmatullahi Alayhi explained that the first piece was bitter, and so was the second and the third. Since eating a cucumber is the sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this cucumber is bitter, I did not want anyone to spit out the bitter cucumber. Allahu Akbar. This was the level the great Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi went to not disrespect any item that is used to act upon the sunnah. He Rahmatullahi Alayhi could not stand that anyone would spit out the bitter cucumber because they did not want to eat. May Allah Ta'ala give me and you the love of the sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of the channel, we are watching the program yesterday, today and tomorrow, and we're talking today about the great Mujaddid of the 13th century, the great scholar of his time, the great Imam of his time, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala. And he loved everything associated with the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he also had this iman inside him as well. And he made sure that he, no matter what, he fulfilled the duties that were incumbent upon every Muslim. I'm talking now about, for example, namaz. He made sure that he never missed his namaz, and he was ardently making sure that he read his namaz with jamaat. And there was an incident I want to share with you very, very quickly, as time is very, very short now, that he was traveling on a train. And those people that have seen trains in the Indian subcontinent, they see that they stop at stations and maybe for 2 minutes, 5 minutes. At some stations, they stop for half an hour. And this train had stopped to the station. It was time for namaz. So Sayyidi Ala Hazrat got off the train and prepared for reading the salah. And the namaz started. And as soon as the namaz started, the whistle was blown that everybody that's off the train, get on the train because the train's about to move. And then the final whistle was blown. But Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, unlike me and you, yeah, he was reading his namaz. I was, unfortunately nowadays, if we look at our namaz, is it just actions? Are we really, really reading our namaz, thinking to ourselves that maybe this is the last opportunity I get to read my namaz? So Sayyidi Ala Hazrat continued with his namaz. The final whistle was blown. The train's supposed to move, but the train did not move. And the guard, he went to the front of the train and said to him, "Why are you not moving?" to the driver. And they said, "Well, there's something happened. The engine stopped. It won't start." "Why won't it start? You know, you've made all this journey. What's happened all of a sudden?" So they called the mechanic, and the mechanic's trying to find out what the fault is. Meanwhile, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, he's reading his namaz peacefully, unaware of his surroundings. And one person that when all the, you know, you can imagine people started gathered at the front, and one person said that, "Do you see that person over there that's reading his namaz? Maybe because of him, his train's not starting." Allah. And that's exactly what happened. That as soon as Sayyidi Ala Hazrat gave the salam, the engine started. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat and his companions were able to get on the train and make the journey. Here's something the channel, it's true what people say. People say that those people that run after dunya, they never get it. They never get it. But those people that run after akhirat, the dunya runs after them. So we need to change that. We need to run after the akhirat and not run after the dunya. And inshallah, whatever is in our destiny, we'll get it. Whether the dunya runs after us or not, but we need to run after akhirat, and that's what we need to change. Viewers of the channel, you've been watching yesterday, today, and tomorrow. But in the meantime, inshallah, we're coming to the end of the program now. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla that we learn something today, we can act upon it today, and we can pass it on together to other people as well. So viewers of the channel, it's the end of the program now. Inshallah, until next time, keep watching Madri channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The special favor of Allah, Allah.